Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. I would like everyone to please stand at this time and we'll pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Next, we'll have the approval of this evening's revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time? Madam Secretary.
Staff would like to note that the agenda was revised March 4th, 2016 to include approval of minutes and findings of fact of January 25th, 2016 and February 1st of 2016. It was also revised March 8th, 2016 to include old business case numbers 11,731 and 11,733. And staff would like to know if the board would be willing to move case 11,738 to the first public hearing under new business to address issues with attorneys, please.
All right. Thank you for that. Gentlemen, we hear from the secretary. Can I have a motion?
I have a motion. We approve the agenda as so stated. Approve the minutes of January 25th and the finding of facts of January 25th, and also case number 11,738 to the front of the agenda.
Second.
Okay. I got a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that, number one, we approve this evening's revised agenda and that we will move case number 11,738 to our first case, and also the approval of the minutes and the finding of facts of our January the 25th, 2016 meeting. All those in favor of the motion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess probably ought to have the approval of the agenda before we start dealing with agenda items.
Okay.
So.
Wait, gentlemen, then we'll just have the approval of the agenda with the...
So moved.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, that motion is carried. Now I'll have a motion for the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our January 25th, 2016 meeting. Again, Mr. Baker.
Well, I approve the minutes of January 25th and the finding of the facts of the 25th.
Okay, now do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our January the 25th, 2016 meeting. Again, all those in favor of that motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. And all opposed? Motion so carried. Next, I have a motion to approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our February the 1st, 2016 meeting.
So moved.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Again, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we again approve the finding of the facts and the minutes of our February the 1st, 2016 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. And all opposed, that motion is carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated, may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain their request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of those standards can be found on the rear of the, on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you are here for a case listed on our old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision is not final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you.